Today is April 16th, 2024, and this is the Pulse Museum's Daily Centennial Moment. M.J. McPherson is seriously injured. Struck by a heavy timber as it was being swung aboard a vessel this morning, M.J. McPherson, pioneer resident of Grace Harbor, was critically injured. McPherson, an engineer, was aboard the Japanese steamer Toshin Maru, berthed at the Grace Harbor Mill of Hoquiam when the accident occurred. The injured man was driving a winch and was standing beside his machine when the timber, which measured 24 by 28, 30 feet long, came over the side and struck him, crushing his left leg, which was amputated after he had been taken to Aberdeen General Hospital. McPherson lives at 804 West 3rd Street. He is in the employ of the Twin Harbor Stevedore Company of Hoquiam. His condition was considered grave at the hospital tonight. Aside from the injury, the ordeal of the amputation was a terrific shock to him. In other news, steelhead to be in hotel aquarium. The first fish to be consigned to the Emerson Hotel Aquarium was caught Sunday in Lake Quinault by Dr. Metzger, local dentist, and F.W. Mathias, secretary of the Hoquiam Commercial Club. The fish, a big steelhead, obligingly towed the anglers halfway across Lake Quinault Sunday, according to the story, after which they towed him the other half and placed him in a solitary confinement in the federal fish hatchery at Lake Quinault. A copy of the King of Grace Harbor's Fighting Game Fish will be a welcome addition to the aquarium to be put in the hotel lobby, it is felt. The Sunday fishing in Lake Quinault was reported very good, the cutthroats running unusually large. John Hoskins, Fred Dean, Mr. and Mrs. W.L. Lovejoy, and many others were among those who enjoyed the lake sport. In the city and county news, Tom Lawler, one of the Queets ranchers who pays occasional visits to Hoquiam, arrived yesterday and transacted business on the harbor. Bud Loomis of Hump Tulips was in town yesterday driving a new car. M.M. Kelly of the Upper Queets is spending several days in the city. Mr. Kelly is connected with the Kelly Ferguson Ranch, a very large property north of Queets. Work of drilling holes for the flagpoles to be used for special occasions on 8th and I Streets was commenced Monday and is expected to be completed soon. Alan Kellogg's barbershop across J from Eagles Hall is now open for business. Charles Davis, local sign painter, was out at the Ideal Poultry Yards east of Hoquiam yesterday, painting a large sign on the roof of one of the buildings. According to Mr. Davis, the sign is a very large one, being 100 feet long and 8 feet high, and very conspicuous from the road. And finally, Mrs. Norman McDonald of Hoquiam is in the city for a few days, attending her brother, Charles Britton, who underwent a minor operation at the hospital. This was originally printed in the Grace Harbor Washingtonian newspaper on April 16, 1924. The Polson is excited to welcome you back to your community's history museum to see all the changes we've made during our winter closure with the launching of 3 new exhibits that explore transportation, maritime, and manufacturing history here on the harbor. The centerpiece exhibit, The Spectacular Vanishes When Horses Left the Harbor, takes an in-depth look at the first 3 decades of the last century when true horsepower gave way to mechanized horsepower. The museum is open Wednesdays to Saturdays 11 to 4 and Sundays noon to 4. As always, we thank you for tuning in to hear the Pulse Museum's Daily Centennial Moment.